Welcome to the Whitetail Obsession Podcast with Dave Richmond and co-host Chris Worthing, where we talk and teach everything deer and turkey hunting related. Follow along as we help teach you tips and techniques about hunting, food plots, and habitat management strategies that everyone can use.
Yeah, we are.
Episode 71.
You can't count.
Guess what we're going to talk about today?
You can't count.
I got 10 fingers. I can count.
What are we talking about? How's that?
That was perfect.
Awesome.
You try that Saturday, why don't you?
Hey, never know. I used to turkey hunt with guys who used to hit air horns. We'd go through the woods up in upstate New York. They'd be like, burr, and a turkey shot gobble.
He's
like,
that's hilarious.
Yeah, he's like, Dave, watch this. Burr, and then sure enough, turkey gobble.
All right. So I'm like, all right. We're going to talk turkey tactics here today, and what we're going to do with the PA season coming. Let's start out with that. Why don't we?
What's that?
How you strike up a bird?
Well, hear me out first. Maryland turkey season started April 18th. Starts same time every year. It's always a Thursday, whatever that Thursday is.
All right.
I don't technically have anywhere to go on private land in Maryland, but I recently got back in contact with my uncle from 15, 20 years ago, and he lives on the Eastern Shore of Maryland. So been talking to him back and forth. So he actually invited me turkey hunting last Saturday. Unfortunately, I did not see a tom. I did see a hen. There's lots of turkeys there. Just didn't work out. But he's offered me to come back bow hunting and deer hunting this fall as well. So that's going to be a place to get some stuff there. And he's planning, or he wants me to help him plant a 2-acre field of food plots. I got him Comeback Kid and IMOX so he can control the weeds in it. So I'm going to help him plant all that and kind of set it up. So that was my one time turkey hunting that I've been out this season.
Okay.
Just no luck. And me and you are both gearing up for PA opener on this Saturday.
Right. Yeah.
So what are you going to do to strike up a bird?
Well,
first of all, where are you going? Public or private?
I'm going public, and I'll probably try to go out a couple nights this week and listen for some roosting birds.
Mm-hmm.
And if the area is polluted with people, I will be running and gunning. And when I run and gun, see, I used to carry like owl hooter, you know, for in the morning, and say this. Pileated woodpecker. Pileated.
I call them palliated.
Palliated, however you say the woodpecker. I used to carry one of them things. You know, I didn't get too much rise out of them things, though. I didn't get too many birds answering that, shocking back.
You know, I did the...
I like to try to shock gobble them.
Yeah, I did the owl hooter. I used to do that every time we... I mean, we did it at the old farm, but I learned from the guys up in New York, and it worked. I mean, usually when you hit that owl hooter in the morning, you can get them fired up, and it's good way to locate them. If you're kind of running and gunning, I mean, if you're on private land, you can only go so many places, but, public, you can kind of get them located and you can get back in there on them.
Right. Well, and there's also I was telling you offline earlier, there's a rental cabin there on the piece of property that I access. And from what I've learned, that there's going to be some people in it this weekend. So that's going to change. That's going to change patterns. That's going to hopefully keep some people out of there that shouldn't be there.
You're upset about it
a little bit, but I'm hoping other people aren't there.
You're triggered. Just admit it.
There's a lot of people that go in there that don't really have, or should not have access to that piece of property.
You're triggered about it.
Well, when people trespass, yeah, I get triggered about that.
Yeah, we know that. You're losing sleep.
If there's
trying to get you fired up, it's not working.
I'm gonna kill you. if there's people in, you know, that's normally are. I don't know where these people find out about this property, like word of mouth or whatever. I have no idea. But
it's probably an Airbnb.
It is not.
You don't know.
Oh, I know, but I'm not saying online.
Gotcha.
I'm trying to keep it on the down low. But yeah, a lot of people get sneaking in there and get running around in there and get stuff stirred up.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not even supposed to be there in the first place, you know? So that kind of gets irritating.
Yeah.
But with the looking at the weather forecast now, they're in my area, they're calling for 68% rain, and this is Wednesday. So
yeah,
that could change before then for the better or for the worse. Who knows?
Right. Yeah. I keep watching it. It's the same thing where I'm going in PA, be more Western PA, but same thing, 60-some% chance. Yeah.
And they tend to quiet down, not talk as much, you know. So my tactic changes then. I'll try to get one to shot gobble, but I will probably be sitting on the edge of something thick in an opening somewhere, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Try to get some open area because they'll come out and start bugging. Maybe if the rain slows down or whatever, mm-hmm. you know. This area is mountainous. It's not, there's no fields or anything like that, you know, that I can sit on. So yeah, it's going to be deep woods and hopefully they're talking.
Yeah. So I'm going to hunt my farm, but this place is tricky, with deer and turkey really, but the way you have to enter the woods to hunt and you got to be a little cautious, but I have two food plots that are in clover right now, and I purposely mowed them this Saturday, be 2 weeks, to keep it lower because I wanted the turkeys in there. And I feel like it worked because now I feel like there's a lot of turkeys there, but now I have several hens that's coming up this gas road. And they're coming out into the food plot, and I have several toms and I saw two jakes that's coming up in there. So I have hens hanging around, mm-hmm. and I have the toms. So my simple strategy is, like, when I first got the property, we went all the way back in the back the very first year and got on this ridgetop, and they're so sporadic there where they roost that we ended up blowing them out. Mm. So now I literally park my truck at the landowner's house. I walk down the Gaswell Road past the crop fields, the farmer's fields. I get right to my woods line and I sit right on the woods edge. Mm-hmm. And last year it was the most thrilling turkey hunt that I ever had ever. And all I did was I came in, I sat right on the edge. I got in there about a half hour before light and I heard them gobbling back to my left. And I used to go in with the kitchen sink, slate calls, box calls, everything. Now, I guess particularly on this property, literally I take one mouth call. That's it. And as it's breaking daylight, I don't make a single sound until I hear gobbles.
Right.
Once it starts getting that, you know, light out a little bit, and I feel like possibly they may have flown down. If not, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll just hit a mouth call just a couple times.
Yeah.
I learned from these guys in New York.
I was just going to say, I think this is important.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Keep going. Cause I want to comment.
Yep. I learned from these guys in New York, and I am by no means an expert, but I listened to what they said, and I'll hit them with just a couple mouth calls. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll start out real light, and if I don't hear nothing respond, I'll go a little bit louder. And I keep doing that until I hear one gobble. Mm-hmm. Once I hear that response to me with the mouth call, I pretty much keep quiet because I'm just trying to let them know where I'm at. That, right. Hey, there's a hen over here. That's it. Then as it starts the morning, it starts getting lighter out. You know, they may be gobbling or whatever. I'll hit another couple mouth calls, mm-hmm. and that's it. And usually I might have a hen decoy or something like that, but I'm not hitting the box call, you know, like I used to. I'm not hitting the slate call like I used to.
Right. This is important because, like I said, I'm going to comment.
Okay. If I was running and gunning type setup, then I would use more of that box call situation. But here, high pressure situation. I have neighbors that turkey hunt. I don't want to overcall, but I just want to let them know I'm here.
Yep.
And they work their way through the timber. If they're on my property and they come out to the field and they get in this clover, and that's where I can have, you know, success. But last year, this is how it happened. They came up to my left and I was sitting there, and I got a picture on my phone from the reveal cell cam, cause I had a camera down that corner. Mm-hmm. There they were on the camera. I said, all right. And I couldn't really see them. So I hit them like boop, 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 a couple more mouth calls, and they gobbled. It was three times, and they were so fired up. They strutted the entire time, walking probably 200 yards along my food, in my food plot, straight to me, gobbling their brains out. My heart's pumping. They got to within 15 yards of me, all three of them, strutting, fanning, spitting, drumming, gobbling. And I didn't turn. I should have turned, but I kind of slowly started turning my left. They kind of saw me, and I hurry up and shot one. But it was the most exciting hunt because they were so close. You could feel like the pressure of them gobbling. It was the wildest thing.
I like when they drum and you can feel it.
Oh yeah, you can feel it. It was insane. But that's kind of my strategy. I don't go real aggressive. I just give them light couple mouth calls.
Okay. I have changed tactics over the years because I used to be way aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I killed a lot of birds, but the birds over the years have gotten so pressured that now if I know there's a bird in the area and I'm going to sit down at first, you know, right before first light, if I'm setting up on a bird, I go in the dark as quiet as I can. I get set up, I sit mm-hmm. down, and I do not make a peep anymore
mm-hmm.
until I think they're on the ground.
Yeah.
See, I used to do fly down cackles or I used to yelp a little bit, you know, like a tree yelp and things. And I just found out that, you know, the birds are so pressured now that if they hear that type of thing, it seems like when they hit the ground, they either fly the other direction, or when they hit the ground, they walk the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll come into like 60 yards and hang up, look around. And like, I don't even use decoys anymore, because like that, the overuse of decoys in my area was just ridiculous. And if they seen a decoy and it wasn't real, you know, they just hung up or just would lose interest and go the other way. You know, they're smart enough to know their eyes are good, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it just, I have a hard time fooling birds in my area. I really do. And I have come to the point where I have tried to be so patient, and I wait until they're on the ground. And like you said, I'll just give them a couple soft yelps. If nothing happens, a little bit louder, and hopefully they'll gobble back and I can get their location and get turned, you know, before they get on top of me.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest, the last 2 years I've got messed up with other hunters, and yeah, I'm jaded. So yeah, it's been a wild ride. I'm overdue for a bird. I haven't shot a bird in 3 years. So,
well, the last bird you shot was with me, right?
No, I shot one after that. Yeah, I got the triple trophy the year I got the bear 3 years okay. ago there when I gotcha. Got the bear. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I've got two triple trophies now, but yeah, I called a couple Jakeys in and finished the triple that way. But yeah, that was like the next to the last day too. I went the whole season trying to get a bird. It was a tough season. I hate
yeah. I don't, I mean, if I had the time, then I would turkey hunt every weekend. But I got so much stuff in May and June's like busy month. And, me and you are going fishing next Saturday. So yeah. It's like, I plan on, and if I don't kill a turkey, like it's not, I don't care. I just think it's fun. Like it is fun. I find it fun. But yeah, like I'm by no means an expert turkey caller at all, but I do feel like I remember these guys from New York. You know, I bring them up a lot because they did teach me, you know, a little bit, and, they kind of got me into turkey hunting. Mm-hmm. And, the way that whole thing panned out was I had started Whitetail Obsession Outdoors, and this kid was following us, and he kept reaching out to me. He's like, "Hey, I live in New York, and you know, you guys should come up and turkey hunt, you know." So I brought my buddy Curtis. I brought him with me, and he was my cameraman. He was filming this whole thing. So we met up there. We went up there and we met with like 20 people. They were all friends together. Oh, wow. And we had this like huge cookout, and they set me up with Brian and Josh, which they owned Sweet Cedar Game Calls. They made their own turkey calls. Mm-hmm. So we all of us went out turkey hunting, and Brian showed me like what to look like. I was never a turkey hunter until that point. And, I ended up missing two birds, two gobblers the opening day. He was upset. I was upset too. Cause he worked his magic, you know, he's calling and got these birds to come in, and I missed twice within 20 minutes apiece. And I've seen them get aggressive with calling, but it was certain situations, I guess. But, I feel like most of the time where I'm hunting at, in PA, that less is better.
Yeah.
Now, if I was in Kentucky, like we talked about a couple weeks ago, then there, they weren't skittish, and we could get a little bit, you could play with them a little bit more, have a little bit more aggression. But it seems like the more that you try to call, and I mean, birds are not, they're not stupid. They know that, you know, that when they're roosted, they're not making all these calls. You know what I mean? You got the gobbler's gobbling, but they know they're not up there, you know, yelping tons, bunch. Yeah. You know, and I mean, the birds are very vocal, you know, the hens are clucking and, you know, doing what they do. Mm-hmm. But the way that they explained it to me is when you're calling, I mean, you're reversing nature, because you're trying to get the tom to come to the bird, the hen. Mm-hmm. In real life, the hen goes to the tom. Uh-huh. To breed. So you're reversing that nature, and it does work. But I guess you got to have a good feel for your area and kind of what works and what doesn't, and have a balance within the calling, because you can ruin a deer hunt too with too much calling.
Well, my problem is I don't have a population here.
Right.
You know, the turkey population is so bad here.
Now, when you lived there 20 years ago, did mm-hmm. you have more birds then than you do now?
I did. Yep. Yeah, we had a lot more bird action back then. I mean, it was nothing for me and a buddy to go out, and we would double up opening day. I mean, I got picture albums in the house here of him and I sitting behind a bird every year. You know, it was just a lot different. I don't know why. I don't know if it was coyote. I don't know if it's people poaching. I don't know what the deal is. I think a lot of it is nest predators. I really do. Mm-hmm. I mean, they reintroduced fishers and things. You know, a fisher can go right up a tree like a squirrel and attack anything. You know.
Now, 20 years ago in PA, did the season always start like it does now in May? Like that first late. Weekend in May?
It's always late.
Always been that way.
Yep. It always starts later than every other state in the world.
Maryland, like I said, is April 18th, or whatever that Thursday is. Mm-hmm. Around that time. It's always then.
Yeah, I can't remember the exact dates, but we were always later, always. And I never understood it. Mm-hmm. I really don't. But yeah, we had better population. Now, I guess if you're on private and you have a population there, that's great for you, man. It should be a fun time. But for me, it's hard work, man. I've contemplated to just quit turkey hunting because it's so frustrating, mm-hmm. you know. But that's what keeps me going, I think, is it's such a challenge that I hate getting up on a Saturday morning on my day off and going. Sometimes I just want to roll over. But and on the flip side of that, it's such a challenge. It's like, man, I really want to get one of these birds, mm-hmm. you know, because there's, I guess what keeps them in my area is all the camps and things. And you get these people from the city and they want to feed everything. You know, they got feeders out for this, or, you know, feeder out for bears or bird feeders and stuff. And I think that's why they're so, they just got this humongous loop that they hit all these bird feeders and stuff, you know, and they're gone for days. And it's just a timing thing. You got to get them when they're crossing over the mountain, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. The birds that were on my farm, like, they literally disappear after end of May. And I don't really see them until the following springtime. I'll start seeing them in early April, end of March, something like that. I'll start seeing them, and I'll see them through May. And then after that, I don't see a turkey.
Well, here, like, you won't see a turkey until, like, this time of year right mm-hmm. now. And like you said, after a week or two of hunters being out there stomping around, they disappear, and you'll see them again midway through archery season.
I don't even see them then.
Around Halloween time, when they'll start bunching up again.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I was in my deer stand last year, and I had 13 gobblers come up the ridge to me, walked right by me, you know, and, that's when just a short window, like a week or two, and then they disappear again. And like, you would think all the bear hunters and deer hunters and everything, you would think that they would push them, you know, you'd see them around or whatever. No, they get so recluse, you know, you don't even see them. There's just a couple weeks a year, it seems like, you know.
Yeah. Do you like, you like sitting still more, or do you like run and gun?
Well, if I know there's a couple birds, obviously I'll go sit. But I'll only sit there till, you know, by 8 in the morning or so. And by that time, I'm so stiff or numb or whatever that it's time to run and gun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you figure it gets light at like 6 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
So if I sit there for 2 hours and nothing comes by me or is workable or talking, I'm out of there, man.
Yeah.
It's time for me to roll. So
yeah, I think I shot my bird last year. It was 7.
Yeah.
7:30, something like that. But I'll probably sit till 9 where I'm at. And then I might hit them with a box call, see if I can strike one up further away. But I don't know. We'll see.
Now in PA, I don't know about everywhere else, but in PA, after the first 2 Saturdays, you can hunt all day.
Yeah, that's how it is in Maryland.
Okay. Well, when that happens, like, I'll go out after dinner or something, you know, and try to get one coming back to roost. Mm-hmm. And I do see some birds, but I have never shot one after work.
I've never shot one in the afternoon.
I've never done that.
Always in the morning.
Nope. Never
shot. I know that guys in New York told me that even better than early morning is from like 9 to 12. They swore from 9 to 12 was,
well, and
those two birds I missed up there when I went with them, one was at 10 and one was at like 10:30, and they killed most of them.
when we had a workable population back in the day, if we didn't kill first in the morning, or if one of us killed, we would go back in around 10:30. And it seemed like between 11 and noon, they'd fire back up.
That's what they said, yeah.
You know, and there's a few times we went back in and killed another bird, you know. But it just, like I said, depends on the pressure. All these people sneaking in there now. I haven't been over there yet, the sky. I've been so behind doing stuff. I probably shouldn't even be in the turkey woods Saturday. I don't deserve it because I haven't scotted yet at all. Like I said, I'll probably go out and try to roost, you know, tomorrow night and Friday night, and see if I hear anything fly up or gobble on the roost. But
take your crow call with you, or your owl hooter.
Yeah, I could do that. But got a new turkey vest I'm excited to wear. New View Hunting sent me that new turkey vest to review, so I'm going to be using that. Actually, their camo suit, too. I'm going to wear that. It's fleece lined, so those chilly mornings I should be able to keep from shivering too bad.
Make sure you spray your backpack, your pants, your boots, whatever, with some tick repellent. Because Saturday when I went out, my Lord, I had ticks for days.
Really?
Yes. Yep. I should have known better. It was a last minute thing, and I was in a rush. I should have sprayed down. I was like, I'll be all right.
Yeah, I have trimethylene now.
Yes, that's what I have too. So now
I'll spray down.
I treated my pants, my vest, my backpack, my boots, my sock. I have everything treated now, so I'm ready for Saturday. But last Saturday when I went out, and I sit on the ground.
I do.
So, I sat on my vest has a pad attached to it. So
yeah,
and after 20 minutes, my butt goes numb, and I have to. I have to shift around, but I made a mistake. I had tons of ticks on me. So
I'll have to spray that down. I forgot, cause it's a brand new suit. So I got to get it sprayed.
Yeah.
Definitely. Once you hit it with Sawyer's, you're good for, you know, so many washings.
Yeah. I think it's like six washings or something. I think it's 6 weeks and six washings, whatever comes first. Okay. So yeah. Good luck to anybody that's going out opening day, Saturday, PA. Maybe. Yeah. If you guys, by the time this podcast comes out, opening day would already pass. So if you're watching this after the opening day, give us a comment. Let us know.
Comment below if you scored.
Yeah. Let us know how you made out, and let us know if it's private land, public land, or give us some details. So
yeah, cool. I don't have real high hopes, but hopefully I run into a dumb one.
I have high hopes. I just don't want it to rain.
I just don't have good places to go.
Yeah.
You know, and the population's nil.
Well, you can always drive an hour west and come hunt with me. Come on, guys. Comment. Get Chris over there turkey hunting.
You can tell my blank comment. It's like, yeah. I don't want to get out of bed that early on a Saturday.
I hear you. We already got Chris to come to Maryland to sicka hunt.
Yeah. You see how that worked out.
Yeah, you killed a state record. Not state record, but close. Anyway, podcast 71, kill you, kill Chris, done.
Kill a bird. Shoot one in the face.
Kill sicka. Domain.
Nice shirt, Dave.
Yeah, this is my land. All right, guys.
Okay.
We're out. We're
Peace
out.
Out.
Later.
Kill one.
Later. Gator.